News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Billy Han, CEO of Dublin Bus. It's 3 weeks since the Dublin Transport Plan has been put in place. Is it working?
Good morning, Shane. Early indications are very positive, but I must stress they are early indications. As you say, it's only 2.5 weeks old, so we need to give it a little bit more time to gather the data, let everything bed in and draw some conclusions on that data at that time. But the early indications are very positive.
Give us, when you say early indications, what kind of feedback are you getting from your drivers? What's your data telling you?
So we're getting, you know, the feedback we're getting from the drivers and from the data is that, you know, journey times both on the north side of the Keys and the south side of the Keys are faster. So that's very positive from a customer point of view. You can get to your destination quicker. But in addition to that, the fluctuation of traffic congestion is less because there's less traffic there. And that's music to our ears in the bus industry, because when you're scheduling and putting timetables together, the less variation you have in traffic congestion, the more accurate you can be with your schedules and your punctuality.
OK, now there'll be some people listening, some businesses listening this morning saying, yeah, that's great for Dublin Bus, but it means less people are coming into the city centre. You know the arguments that were made by retailers. It's harder for people to get into the city centre, or will be. Do we have any feedback on whether that's the case? Or do we have less people travelling into the city centre?
Well, look, first of all, I'd say I'd be very sympathetic for anybody who feels that they're going to be impacted by the change that this is causing. There was a full consultation process, as we know, before the plan was launched. There has been some modifications by Dublin City Council to that plan before its introduction. There has been a review committee set up, which is meeting on the 24th of September and being chaired by the Lord Mayor. And at that stage, all those stakeholders will be able to voice their concerns or their opinions. Talking to the Dublin City Council myself, they're not being inundated with issues or problems coming from any stakeholder at the moment, which is positive.
Okay. So, look, it is early days, but are you saying this can make a real difference to bus journey use? And, look, we can talk about Metro, we can talk about Lewis as much as we like, but Dublin Bus is the workhorse of the transport system in the capital.
Absolutely. We carried 146 million passengers last year in a peak day. That's 450,000. Passengers on a daily basis on that peak day. So that you know, you're right. It absolutely is the workhorse of the city. So, you know, providing good transport and quality transport service that are punctual to the citizens of the Greater Dublin area is extremely important to us. So we would be very, very supportive from a public transport point of view. But from a personal point of view, being a Dub, I want the city to be a better place to live, work and enjoy. And from a sustainability point of view, this is going to have a positive impact as well.
Okay, so your gut instinct, early days yet, but this is working. That's what you feel.
Look, I don't even have to look at the data. I've walked the Keys on several occasions. I've even swam down the Liffey in the Liffey swim last week. It's a far better place to be. Dublin City, it's much quieter and it's much cleaner. It's just a nicer environment actually walk down at the moment along the Keys.
Again, just to play devil's advocate, I did speak to someone the other day who said there's no traffic at all on the Keys. The Keys are empty, and that's not a good use of road resources.
Well, look, I suppose from our perspective, we're looking at all of the roads, and we're looking at any unintended consequences that may happen as a result of the plan, not just only on the Keys, but in various different areas of the city. And we're monitoring to see what the impacts are. There has been some unintended consequences across various different arteries. The turn left off Bachelor's Walk onto O'Connell Street now has caused some issues going northbound on O'Connell Street. There are some other issues around Fisborough, around North Circular Road, South Circular Road.
More traffic in those areas.
Exactly. But we're working with the DCC to try and address those issues from a bus operations point of view.
Okay. A couple of things before we let you go. One of the things when we talk about public transport on News Talk that we consistently get from people, listeners texting in saying, well, I was in London last week, I was able to tap on the underground with my bank card or with my phone. Why can't we have it in Dublin? Why can't we have it in Ireland? I know it's more of an issue for the NTA, the National Transport Authority. Is it a source of frustration to you?
It is. As a bus user myself and somebody who travels from time to time, it's fantastic to be able to use my mobile phone, my credit card, to tap on or tap off. So it is a source of frustration for myself. The National Transport Authority, who own the buses, have just signed a contract with a vendor for the replacement of the ticketless system that's going to be there. So that will be rolled out across the country over the next 2 to 3 years. And I suppose there is some complexities around that because we need to keep the current system going and introduce the new system. And Dublin Bus won't be found wanting. We will be supporting the NTA in the implementation of that project over the next 2 to 3 years.
A few weeks ago, we were talking on the show about Bus Connects. I think it was the 7th anniversary since it was first unveiled or first launched. And we're still, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me we're still nowhere near full completion of it. When are we going to finally get bus connects? And will it be so diluted and so watered down that it'll almost make no difference?
We'd be a big supporter of bus connects. In simple terms, bus connects is about connecting more people to more places. And even at early stages of implementation, it's doing that. So, you know, there's about six phases by the end of this year we'll be have implemented out of 12. It is taking time. The reason it's taking more time than probably predicted at the start is business as usual is expanding very, very quickly, and we need to focus on business as usual expansion as well as implementing bus connects. So getting drivers, getting mechanics to support all that is taking time.
Yeah. Is it difficult to get drivers to drive buses? We were talking about capacity constraints just before, just when you came into us here. Is that a real challenge at the moment?
It is a challenge. We're constantly trying to recruit drivers. We're actually on a new campaign in September of this year to get more drivers and get more mechanics. We're bringing mechanics in from the Philippines at the moment. So it is difficult in a full employment market to get people driving and mechanics into the system.
And I know you're not responsible for bus connects, but when do you think we will have a system that actually makes a real difference? When will it be fully implemented, do you think?
I think it is making a difference at the moment. The next big thing for us is the dedicated bus corridors, 12 of them. A lot of them are in the planning authority at the moment. Some of them have been sanctioned.
Opposed now, tooth and nail by residents, by shopkeepers, by retailers.
Yeah, I agree. I think you mentioned earlier we need to change the culture in Ireland, and I would agree with that. I think we need to move towards working for the common good rather than the lowest common denominator. And if we can do that, we will start progressing infrastructural projects quicker in this country.
Billy Hahn, CEO of Dublin Bus, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
Thank you.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.